Welcome back to another Halacha Shir, and today, Mi'at Hashem, we'll discuss the halachas of the Suda in the Sukkah on the first night. But before we start, we just mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Chaf Hei brings down the halacha of sitting in a Sukkah, B'sukkah is Teishvu Shivas Yomim, Ki B'sukkah is Hashavti Yisrael Yisrael, Hei Manani Akavoy Shekifam Behem, L'Bal Yakim Shorev V'Shemesh. That we sit in the Sukkah, Zeichef and Anani HaKavod, that Hashem protected us from the sun and the wind and the cold. And in the Mishbaru it says that every time you go into the Sukkah, you should have in mind that we're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. What's the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is, Shetzivonu HaKaris Baruch Hu Leishev HaSukkah Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim, Zeichel that we're in Mitzrayim, V'gam Zeichel HaNani HaKavod Shekifon Oz Aleinu L'Hag Aleinu M'Nasher V'Hashemesh. And there are some Achreinim will hold, some Paiskim, the Bach, and the B'kri Yaakov talk about this, they hold that it's me'akev b'di'eved, the kavono l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Why? Because the Pasuk says, l'man yedu d'arisechen ki b'sukkah z'shafti esmei Yisrael. The Pasuk is beferish the reason, that the reason why he's sitting in sukkah is, l'man yedu d'arisechen. And therefore, the Achroinim, the Paiskim, the Bach, the B'kri Yaakov, more Bariches holds, that if you don't have this kavono, the proper kavono, that you're sitting in the sukkah l'shem, then you're not yoytzer the mitzvah. But the Maaseh of the Primer Gadim says that it's enough you have kavano shei mitzvah. But that's pashut, you have to have kavano shei mitzvah because mitzvah tzrich is kavano. So someone goes into the sukkah, he should have a mind that he's doing the tzivu of a Kadosh Baruch Hu sitting in the sukkah, and he should really have a mind even more that for the anani zeichav anani akavod and zeichel tzias mitzrayim, because that's the most chatchila that go oifen to mekayim the mitzvah sukkah by having the right kavanos. Now when it comes to the suda on the first night of sukkahs, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Reish Lamed Tes Sif Gimel passing like this: Achila b'sukkah b'leil yom tevarishon chayva. There's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night of Sukkos. Afilo och kazayis pas yos nechavasa. And even if you eat a kazayis yoytza, mekam ve'elok roshos. After the first night, roshos. Rotsa lechol suda soyed b'sukkah. Rotsa ein oichel kol shiva ela peris akloyes chutz sukkah oichel. If you want to only eat peris and nuts the rest of Sukkos, you could technically eat out of the sukkah. Kedin achilas matzah pesach. Just achilas matzah pesach. Zokter Ramah, v'yoychal b'layla harishayna ad she'evad elayla. Don't eat the first night till sure night. V'yoychal koydim chatzoyis elayla. Eat before chatzoyis. V'yoychal b'yoyim an erev yontim v'chatzoyis ve'elach yeshayachal v'chukal etiyavon. Dumid achilas matzah. I'm going to go through this, unpackage this whole mechaber and the Ramah. The mechaber is teaching us that the mitzvah of sukkah, for the whole sukkah, is that if you want to eat a suda kavua, which means more than a kabeya pas, or lefi some shitas wine, and lefi some shitas even dogim and baso eating for suda, you have to eat in the sukkah. But if you don't want to, you just want to eat peiris the whole week, technically you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But the first night is different. Why is the first night different? Because the Gemara makes a drasha, tezvav, tezvav, mepesach. Just like on Pesach night, there's a chiv to eat matzah, the rest of the yontiv, there's no chiv to eat matzah, but on first night of Pesach, and second night of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. You have to eat matzah. And the same thing goes, there's a gzer shava, tezvav nisan, the tezvav tishrei, that just like Pesach is a chiyuv and a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah in the first night of Sukkos. And it's a new chiyuv. And be'etzem, you could ask that this type of chiyuv, the noshim should be chayiv, because we know noshim are chayiv and matzah. We know on Pesach the chayiv and matzah, because there's a drosha there. So they should be chayiv really in sukkah, the first night of Sukkah also. The only reason they're not is because of a special miyat in the Gemara of Kola Ezra. But it's a new din. The first night of Sukkah is not the regular din, sitting leishev ba'sukkah. It's a new din. It's a din you have to eat kazayis past in the Sukkah. And therefore, since it's a new din, there's a bunch of nafkaminas that are negaya. Number one, as like we just mentioned, that really, according to the Iker letter of the law, of course it's not recommended, but the letter of the law is that until you eat more than a kabeya, more than an egg size of past, you can eat it out of Sukkah. But still, the first night of Sukkos, a kazayis already yetzer a mitzvah in Sukkah. Why? Because since kazayis is not achilas matzah, and the whole limud of Sukkos is from matzah, therefore kazayis is not. That's one halacha. But avada, it's recommended to eat a morning kabeya the first night, and also the kazayis should be eaten toich kdei achilas pras. That means the first kazayis you eat on, and the first kabeya, and it's better to eat even in kabeya, is a mitzvah deraisa of mikayim, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, just like the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And therefore, some paiskim say that you should be careful to not to talk in the first few minutes because you want to make sure you're eating it kedei achilas pras. And the Achrayim asks, why don't we make a special bracha? On the matzah, we make a bracha achilas matzah. Why don't we make a bracha on this achila sukkah? Besides the leitshav of a sukkah, which is, goes on the whole week, you make the bracha every time you go into the sukkah. But it's a new mitzvah achila. Why don't we make a new bracha achilas when pass besukkah? Why don't we make such a bracha? So the achrayim asks his kash, and they say, Erechanami, the leitshav of a sukkah the first night is going on that mitzvah as well. And therefore, some said you should not talk after Kiddush, when you make leitshav of a sukkah, until after the kazayis of pass. At least the men who have this mitzvah deraisa, they should be careful not to talk until afterwards, because the bracha leitshav of a sukkah is going on the first achila. So that's one halacha that's the geya, because the first night is chayva. There's not a very important halacha that's brought down in the Ramad, like we just read. Then that halacha is that you have to wait till vaday laila. It says in the Ramad, lo yoicha b'layla rishayna achihegi vaday laila. You can't make early sukkahs and eat in the sukkah before it's vaday laila. Why? Because just like by Pesach, on matzah, you have to eat after it's vaday laila. Same thing here also, you have to make sure it's vaday laila. And therefore, those who wait for the araisas 72 minutes, like the Shira Vayner Tam, they should wait 72 minutes before they make Kiddush and eat Hamaitzi on Sukkot night. Another nafkamina is that just like on Pesach, you have to eat the matzah before Chatzos. You have to eat the matzah before Chatzos. Here also, you have to eat the Chazayis pass before Chatzos, just like by matzah. That's the Ramah brings down. Just like by matzah, you have to eat before Chatzos. You have to eat the Sukkot night, the pass before Chatzos. Now what happens if it gets late after Chatzos? Can you make a leishav of a sukkah? So Dr. Mishbrua, you could, because it's not worse than the rest of the week of sukkah that you make a bracha on the achila. Leishav of a sukkah is a bracha all week. But lemaisa, you should eat it dafka before Chatzos. And there's another halacha that's negeya because it's like Erev Pesach, that says in the Ramah, v'lo yoichal, you should not eat a suda mechatzos ve'elech Erev sukkahs. Why? Shishit l'tei avayn, just like achilas matzah. Now this is a little problematic, this Ramah. Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, there it says Mishah Asiris. They only can't eat so much after Shah Asiris, which is 4 hours, Shah Yizmanis, later than that. So here the Mishmur points out the Achrayinim Eskimu Ladina, not like the Ramah. It only means after the Shah Asiris. So that means someone should be careful after the Zman of Mincha, like a half hour after the Zman of Mincha Ketana, they should not be eating, not washing for a suda on Erev Sukkot or at the Litei Avon. But you see, maybe you definitely should be careful Erev Sukkot to make sure you don't eat too much, so you can eat and mekayim this mitzvah de araisa of eating the first night of Sukkot. But Litei Avon, the mitzvah araisa, you should eat Litei Avon, therefore you should not eat so much on Erev Sukkot, and so you should be hungry for the Sukkot. There actually is an interesting, I think it's Shavali Aleket that they bring down, that one of the Rishonim, maybe I forgot if it was Shavali Aleket or someone else, maybe I forgot who it was, that says he used to not sleep Erev. He didn't sleep on Erev Sukkot in order to sleep with the oven. That's a little shver because there's no special mitzvah of sleeping the first night more than the other night. Every night is supposed to sleep in the Sukkah. Not after the first night, but you see, it's an Indian, a chaviv is a mitzvah to make sure that you go in with the oven. And there's other nafkaminas as well. We don't want to talk about the nafkamina of if it rains. The reason why if it rains the first night of Sukkot, you have to be so makvid in the Sukkah because it could be it's not a din dafka in Sukkah. It's a din. It's not a din sukkah so much. It's a din that you have to eat in the sukkah the first night. Al tzachilas matzah. It's a zereshav mechilas matzah. That's why when it rains, it's different halacha. But Mitzvah Hashem, it shouldn't rain, so we won't talk about it. It's a separate shir. If it rains, what to do? Bak upon him, there's a mitzvah, the raisa, special mitzvah raisa. They eat the kazayis or kabeya of pas the first night of Yom Tov, and it's learned out from Pesach. And again, we should have all the right kavanas of Ananiya covered where we eat in the sukkah. Agad Yontif.